Good morning, Pastor Winans. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
So how are you doing today? Are you celebrating a life well lived?
Yes. Aretha was a musical iconic figure that, you know, having grown up in Detroit with the ever-presence of her father, I just remember, I thought yesterday, as we were young kids going home, Reverend Franklin had a radio broadcast every Sunday night, and that's what we listened to. And then when Aretha made it big time, we just, you know, you just always felt like, even though we had never met her, you just always felt like you knew her, because they were so proud to be from Detroit. Mm-hmm. Having grown up with her music right there, just a voice that was often imitated but never duplicated, she had the ability. Not many people have that ability. When you are in the church and you're brought up in the church, you have to be true to the church. And once you leave the church sort of lets you go. But Aretha had the ability to sing whatever she wanted, ride on the freeway, and then snatch it back, and next thing you know, you're in the middle of church. So
yeah,
she was quite unique in that matter also.
Talk about her influence on gospel music.
She was influenced by gospel music. I think what made her the queen of soul was not that she influenced gospel music, that gospel music influenced her. She was an adamant lover of Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, the Clara Ward singers, Roberta Martin. She loved the Caravans and the Staple Singers. And so what she did was she was able to take what would be known as a gospel riff or a gospel run and a feel and apply it to Daydreaming and I'm Thinking of You. And that is what made her different. So I don't know that she influenced gospel music more than gospel music influenced her.
You said that you didn't know her growing up, even though you guys were close geographically. Did you get to know her later on?
Absolutely. We did several things together. As a matter of fact, when her brother Cecil passed, she called and asked, would the wine and sing at the funeral? And we certainly did, in honor of her and her father. She had some nieces that I knew, and so we would meet up at when Mandela came to Tiger Stadium. We were with Aretha then. When Governor Granholm took her first oath in office, we sang along with Aretha then. There were several things that my family, BB and Cece, I mean, it was the last time she sang at the Grammys, I was there, but BB sang with her. So we've known her throughout our career. When Lawrence Payton of the Four Tops passed, we were seated. We sang there. They asked us to sing, and we sang. And we were seated right in front of Aretha, and during the obituary reading, it was a silent reading, and so they began to play on the organ, I Believe I Can Fly.
Hmm.
She began to hum and very quietly sing, I believe I can fly. I turned around and looked at her and said, this is a shame. She had one of those voices. I remember the story goes, she went into the studio, and this producer, he told me he was trying to get her to sing the melodic line, and she, you know, kept stopping, and then she finally told him, would you let me sing the song? And he sang it, and she sang it the way she wanted to sing it, and she looked at him and said, you can tell me thank you, because now you have a hit.
Oh, you know, that's
and
great.
That's just who she was. She was the embodiment of Frank Sinatra doing it her way.
Oh, I love it. Pastor Winans, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.